Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Ben Casimir Tidswell, Finn Garza, Robert Cattle, David Litvak, Jessica Miller, Amalucci, Laura Malloy, Hedwig, Kelsey Stevens, Meg Daunting. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 132. Entombed.
An old wooden coffin, rough, unvarnished. I could see splinters where the nails had been hammered in badly. Wrapped all around it was a thick metal chain ending in a heavy padlock. That weird moaning was coming from inside it. It was the only sound that cut through pounding rain.
Hello, Melanie. I know I said we'd wait until Basira was back, but I don't... I'm sorry. I know she won't... She'd want to do it a different way. But I know what I'm doing. This time, I do. I hope. I have her voice. I think that should be enough to find her, and I'm leaving my... I'll leave it with the tape. I should be able to find my way back to it. I think. Wish me luck. Although I suppose if you're hearing this, then I didn't have any. I don't know. I'm scared. When does the fear go away? Anyway, I'm sorry. You too, Basira, if you're hearing this. I know you'd stop me. You'd be right to, but if this goes wrong, all you lose is... I'm not risking anyone else. And I know... I think I can get her out. Right. You're coming with me. Let's do this one properly. No need for that. I'm willing. Right. Stone steps, roughly hewn. They keep going. Well, no point waiting. Steps ended eventually. There's passages, but it's very close. I'm having some trouble, but
I'm going the right way. I know it. I just need to keep moving. When I stop, it starts to repress on me. Just keep going. I can't stand anymore. It's not a passage. Not anymore. It's a tunnel. Barely that. But I'm definitely getting closer. If I could just... My torch is broken. And I didn't even drop it. It got caught against the wall and... crushed. God. I don't even know how long I've been here. I heard someone. He was begging for me to save him. Said he couldn't breathe. I can barely breathe. I couldn't find him. But I am not here for him. I don't even know him. I can't see anything here. For all this place closes around me. I feel adrift. Like nothing can get through the dirt and the muck. And I still have Daisy's tape. And I still think I'm going the right way. When I move at all. Feels like every inch costs me another scrape or bruise. I'd hoped I was beyond that, but apparently not. The air is heavy. Soil and dust. I am very thirsty. But I know I won't die of it. I won't die of anything down here. Not ever. Not if I can't find my way out. When I first came down, I could feel it. The part of myself I left outside, but it's been getting fainter, and now I'm trying not to think about it. Don't want to stretch my mind to try and see, in case it's not there at all. I can't afford to think about it. Not now. I think... Oh, God. I think I'm stuck. Daisy, can you reach me?
I can't. I can't see you.
Follow my voice.
Is that... I can't... You're real. You're real.
Yes. I'm here, Daisy.
Daisy. Yeah. Daisy. That's me.
Are you all right?
I can't move. I can't. And I can't breathe. And...
Oh, God.
Just alone. I think... I hear others sometimes singing when it's wet or scratching, trying to get out. But I don't don't think there's anyone there. It's just me. Till now.
Are you okay?
No.
Sorry. Obviously. No, I just meant... You sound okay.
Do I?
I thought you might have been taken over. By the Hunt.
What?
The Hunt. You're a hunter.
Yeah. I guess I was, but... Not here.
No.
No. I can't feel my blood. I can always feel it. It can't reach me here. Where are we?
The coffin. We're in the coffin. It leads to... Well, it's got a lot of names. Choke. The buried. Too close, I cannot breathe.
Yeah. Sounds right.
Come on. Let's get you out of here.
Can't move. And even if I could, there's no way out.
It's okay. I've got a plan.
This like all your other plans.
It's fine. I just need to find it.
What?
Come on, where are you?
John?
Come on.
John?
I know.
The way out?
No. I know where we are. There isn't no out, not here. This is forever deep below creation, where the weight of existence bears down. This is the buried, and we are alive. There isn't even an up. Oh, God. What have I done? What have I done?
Not alone, though. John?
Still here.
Good. I want to talk.
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
I don't care. I just want someone to hear me.
I'm not going anywhere. Daisy?
I want to, but it's difficult.
Would it help if I ask?
Yeah, yes. All right. Do your thing.
Right. How are you feeling?
Scared. I'm scared. I've been scared the whole time here. Not just when it's crushing, when it fills your mouth with dirt. It knows when to stop. When to ease back so you don't lose it or grow numb. Leaves you terrified for when it starts again, and when it does, You scared it all. Never stop. I thought I'd never see the sky again. Never see Basira. But now you've got out of other stuff like this. Maybe you'll get out of this and take me with you. But I don't know what I'll be outside. The hunt, it can't reach me here. I'm scared, but I feel more me than I have for years. Maybe all my life. The hunt was me, but I don't think I liked it. I think it just made me need it. I hurt a lot of people, and some who I shouldn't have. Did you ever hear the story Elias told me about what I did, how I am? He didn't get a detail wrong. The hunt. Hunger was in me all my life, telling me who to chase, how to hurt them. I never needed to think who I was outside of that. But down here, where I can't hear the blood anymore, I don't know who I am without the chase. I just know that I don't like who I was back outside. I don't want to be her again. I want to be better. You know what I thought when I woke up here? I thought this was hell. I was dead and was in hell. And I knew I deserved it. I don't want to be a sadistic predator again. I don't want to hobble around like some pathetic, wounded prey either. I don't know which would be worse. And I'm scared now that I won't ever get the choice.
One thing I've learned, Daisy, is that we all get a choice. Even if it doesn't feel like one.
I was gonna kill you. You know that, right?
I mean, I definitely got that impression when you dragged me into the woods for an execution.
No. After the mission, I was planning to kill you.
I did not know that.
I realized you were in my dreams, reliving the coffin. You were there.
Yes.
Didn't think it was real. Not really. Just my mind putting you there because I hated you, but no. One night, you turn up in a new shirt. Didn't fit you. Not your style. I didn't think much of it, just a dream. And you come back from the States and guess what you're wearing?
Oh.
Realised what was happening then. Realised you weren't human. Needed to die as soon as it was safe. Never mind Elias and his insurance.
And now?
Don't know. I miss dreaming. You don't sleep down here.
Daisy, you should know I'm... If I wasn't human before, I'm even less now.
Yeah, well, at the moment, I don't care.
And if we get out?
But we can't get out.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry.
Daisy.
I'm here.
I can... It's closer.
What is?
My anchor. A rib. I can feel... I know the way.
What? How?
I don't... It's like... My link is... It's stronger.
Slow down. I can't...
Don't let go. Come on. We're close. This way. Here, come on. Push.
I am... We're out. We're really out. I can't believe. What? What is it?
Tape recorders. Must be dozens of them.
John, you stupid idiot. What did you think?
Hi. Oh my God.
The Magnus Archives is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Today's episode was written by Jonathan Sims and directed by Alexander J. Newell. To subscribe, view associated material, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Join our communities on the forum via the website or on Reddit at r/TheMagnusArchives. Thanks for listening.